What up? Yo, welcome to Jacoby Radio. So this little segment that we did, I did kind of randomly, man. Me and Dre went out to brunch. You know, I know, kind of surprised. You know, brothers go brunch. So, you know, he's kicking it, you know, talking and whatnot. And I just kind of, you know, hit record. You know how Dre get the flowing. We was talking, I just kind of, the conversation went from there. So y'all tell me what y'all think about this little diner conversation we had. Please excuse the audio. I know it's not the clearest and kind of loud clanking in the back. But bear with me because the content is real good. It's like something I just had to share, yo. So tell me what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? Give me some feedback or whatnot. So y'all have a blessed one. It's Jacoby Radio. Peace.
You know what I'm saying? So all these guys now, at my low moments, they're great. Mm-hmm. When I'm, you know what I mean? In the day, I'm having a birthday or whatever. They drop a scripture on me. I'm like, I'm good now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's crazy how it works. But the more you, in a sense, cast your fishing right out there, man, you're going to bring something back, bro. And they're going to bring something with them.
So do you feel like when you pick these kind of people, do you feel like you lean on them almost to a point where, like, you're not leading? Mm-hmm. Are you kind of like I lean a lot into you, and you say you lean a lot into me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hold you like accountability partner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then you say if you lean on me, then it's like a blessing. So, like, at what point do you feel like, how does God tell you to kind of lead a certain way and then sometimes listen?
It's mostly spirit-led. What's the spirit led? I can send, like, in the sense of sending out a text message at a time that, not in the sense that you was prompted to do it, that the spirit prompts you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey, man, check on everybody, make sure he's good. All right? Mm-hmm. So within the text message, hey, how you doing? Or, hey, man, you good? It's in the sense that it established that time frame on whether or not that you need to listen or you need to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't sit here and be like, yo, bro, you need to talk. I need you to listen to me at this point. It's not that. It's always in the sense of the spirit discerning that time frame. And it's crazy because, like, God has time frames for specific things to happen to where a person is able at that point to either receive or either listen or talk.
Mm-hmm.
It happens every time, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the experience that I have with these people within itself, man, it's like a divine time at that time where we're talking, where it's like, oh, man, I was just thinking about you. Or, man, I needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, how did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
It's always be specific. His time will hide. The only thing he wants you to do is be obedient and understand that these people, in a sense, they just need help, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he help with God just as much as they need help. You need help too. So I like it because it's like there's nobody in a sense that you say you're greater than. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it, bro. Just because in a sense, you know, you feel like well, God uses you more, whatever the case may be. However you want to establish that. And it says you're getting more favor than somebody else, then that's false.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because now we can go to scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It says our righteousness is dirty as this rag.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's everybody.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So with that being said, once you establish that line that I'm no greater than my brother, you just really change your mindset on basically helping you out. Because you don't want somebody to do the same for you, bro.
Yeah.
Regardless, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're down in the dumps, you want somebody to help you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's all thing you're doing.
Yeah.
This is the whole thing you establish. It's something that you're giving to people.
Yeah.
That's it, bro. And like I said, bro, it's been... Those two circles, man, is actually helping me to become a better man for Washington. So, you know what I mean? That's it. So, establish your five over here. Establish your five over here. And just watch how it, like, webs off to different people. It's
so them,
beautiful.
But that's kind of cool, though, because you got two groups of five people, but they go in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
But they all doing different things.
Yeah.
So, in a way, it's like, somebody said that's the, like, definition of unity.
Mm.
Is a bunch of people doing different things in the same direction.
Yeah.
Because then you unify, right? And then Christ and within that, and
yeah.
that community.
Yeah,
but that's
yeah.
kind of dope, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that you
yeah.
can do that, you can reach out to these kind of people because these kind of people can then be geared and be forced to do more things and to be more helpful, you know what I'm saying? To be more open, to be more... kind of expand who they are.
Mm.
I struggle with that sometimes. Like, I won't get as motivated to do something, and then, like, I'll talk to you or something or somebody else. Like, dang, this dude's on fire today.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I got to get on it in a way of kind of sharing the gospel, sharing the truth.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of stalls out in the room.
Okay, so the thing about these two circles is you got to understand that what both circles, in a sense, look at. Like, you got one circle where you got five people who establish their purpose and establish their will for Christ to understand. They understand the will of God within the task, within, you know, the scripture that we brought to you,
yeah.
it's pretty good news. and in the sense they're acting out in their purpose of doing what God has them to do. Uh-huh. But you have the other circle in the sense that these five people are looking for that purpose on. They get the will, but they're trying to understand their purpose and the individual task of a person that God has for their specific lives. The most amazing thing that you will see is that throughout time, these five people establishing their roles in life to be a part of that other group of five that know the purpose and the will of God. And at that point, they're going to be in somebody else's web circle too, as in their father's on the outside of knowing their direction and their purpose, right? To give back to somebody that's, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like when I was talking to my barber today, it was cool because when I was talking to him, like, we just sparked up a conversation, and that conversation went to somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And from there, in a way, it's like, I'm sharing experiences and stories from other people I know, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he's sharing his own personal experience, and then it's like a learning lesson for each other. Yeah. Yeah. It's like the fellowship idea.
One thing I'm learning, man, is that one thing that connects us all together is transparency.
Ooh, that is so true. That is so true, bro.
The thing about transparency is there's nobody that's going to be transparent with you to let you know what they're dealing with. How would I know we may be dealing with the same thing? But the fact that I don't want to put my business out there, right? It's always, I want my business out there in the street. It's not your business to begin with, right?
Ooh.
It never been your business to begin with. Because at this point, you got to realize that the life that you're living, everything that you went through from childbirth to now at this point wasn't for you. It's always an established for somebody else, man. You know what I'm saying? You're just the person who made it through. Not in the sense of making it through, the fact that you got to be transparent with your brother, you know what I'm saying, to get them to that next level, to overcome that thing that you overcome years ago. You know what I'm saying? It's the cycle is so crazy. When you stand inside of a room and you confess, or you tell people, in the sense of your transparency on how I promise you, it's somebody else in that room is going through the same thing that you went through. It just took for that one person to stand up and say, you know what, I am going with that guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I am going with that guy. So at that point, that knits us all together within transparency, man. The more we're transparent, and the thing about those group of people that I've mentioned is the fact of being transparent with these guys. These gentlemen that I named in the sense of those five, they all differ from each other.
Mm-hmm.
But what links them all together at the same time? For one, Christ, of course, right? We're going to put Christ always number one. But the fact that the only thing I did different with these guys was be transparent with every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which, all five guys are totally different.
Mm-hmm.
You put them in a lineup or spark the conversation in the sense, you're like, oh, these guys are different. But yet, still, transparency all keeps us grounded on that same level.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Of transparency within itself. I'm a mill, you a mill, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to go through the same exact thing.
Yeah.
So who's going to be the person who stands up and say, look, I'm going through this. Help me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The thing is, that's not even established, because even as a young man, bro, we're not established in the sense of we need help, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what help. I don't know how to call out for help.
I have no clue sometimes. I'm terrible at asking for help.
That's what I'm saying.
Terrible. I have no clue how to approach it sometimes.
That's me. That's me.
Yeah. Because you don't want to be like the begging guy. You don't want to be like, I'm desperate.
No,
I'm this. Yeah. I'm that. I feel you, man.
Yeah, man. Nobody wants to be that guy.
Yeah, yeah. That's tough, bro. And then it's like, you don't really see meet a lot of elders that's in the same boat that you in, or across the mindset you've crossed. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, because it's a different time period.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you don't have the examples that you would want to lean on. Like, just because somebody's an elder or older, doesn't mean you're going to lean on their advice or what they're sharing and what they're giving. So that can be tough, bro. Because it's tough for me to find somebody to kind of reach out to. Like, I reach out to maybe my pops or some other, other older folks, my mentors and other stuff like that, but I think sometimes we're looking for a specific answer to our specific problem, and they don't always get answered. And in the time and the way we wanted to, so like people can't really relate, because our situation is so unique, which sometimes it are. Sometimes it's really not, you know.
I see what you're saying.
We're unique as people, but the situations may be very similar, if not the same. So then sometimes we're kind of biased in it. Like, if something about the person that we're talking to is a little off, I'm feeling your whole message. So you got to kind of take picks and choose.
You know what I'm saying?
So then in a way, I think that's a part where you kind of pouring in one person, take it from one person.
You know what I'm saying? That makes sense.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Because I wonder if, like, the apostles were like that. You know, like, we all are different. But then the same, you in the same sense are a believer. Like, I'm a believer. And, you know what I'm saying? We're running with each other, pouring into each other, but hard finding that older mentor.
Yeah,
older.
That makes sense.
for some reason.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So like, it kind of like makes it seem like iron sharpens iron. You know what I mean? At what point do you find a person who's really doing the sharpening?
Yeah, because if iron sharpens iron, okay, what came first, the egg or the chicken? You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like you trying to find
bars,
the dang iron to sharpen on, because like, he's trying to sharpen on you, which is cool. Which is cool. Iron does sharpen iron, but like, bars. What if you both was copper?
Bars, bro.
You know.
That makes sense. That makes so much sense. So now I guess, not even I guess, you know what I mean? You just knowing who the person who's doing the sharpening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Which is God.
That's it.
Which is the most high.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. And then like you said, once you go from there, moving more spiritually than fleshly. I mean, and that's it, even with action or voices of reason. Yeah. Because everything I do, man, is I'm just asking Christ, man, just use me.
Yeah.
Just use me, man.
Yeah. I've been asking to get used in the way that song. Like, I think about what I need to do as my career, and I think about life.
Mm.
And I battle every day, like, trying to make sure I'm doing what I need to do, or I'm taking the steps to achieve something on this earth that's going to benefit the kingdom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think everybody wants financial freedom. Everybody want to be able to do their own thing. You want to be able to travel.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You want to be able to provide for your family, or if you got kids, or whatever the case may be, you want that.
Yeah.
Right? But then sometimes, like, God, your main mission, God wants you to do is go... reach out to, like, it's cold out right now. Mm. How many times I thought about getting somebody a hat or some gloves or something, but I just haven't done it because I'm focusing on my career. I'm focusing on something I think like God is telling me to go do the build for somebody else.
Yeah.
But the same token, it's like you could just go out right now and get somebody some Carmex and, bro, you make a difference.
Big
bro.
Time
like,
difference.
Get them some socks,
Big
get them
difference.
Some something. It's cold out right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Oh, this food.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Listen.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's a nice ass.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Should've got some. Thank you. Should've got some. Good? You need a hash
browns? I'm good.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
You
sure you're on
the ground? No, I'm good, man. I know where to come to next time.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God, for the food. Everybody see
it,
but nourish somebody in Jesus' name. Pray, amen.
Mm.
Ooh, wee. So, what I like the most, man, is once you find yourself in the scripture, man, then you're able to show other people themselves in the scripture as well.
Yeah.
Like Marcus, when you compare yourself to Peter.
Yeah.
That's right there. It's like, bro, that's dope. So you're finding yourself in this word, man.
Yeah.
And each Bible, each story in the Bible, you can find yourself.
Yeah.
You gotta look for it.
Yeah.
And basically, you prompt him to read Acts.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You bump into that, man.
That's crazy, because then that forced me to be obedient with the Most High. And even if it's like a nudge he gives you, right?
Mm.
Hey, mention this, because I've been reading Acts, you know what I'm saying? And I've been reading and just going through it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, cool. I learned this, learned that. And then I forgot what we was talking about. And then it kind of came. But what was crazy is, like, I said it nonchalantly because I was talking, but I was texting that quick, and I asked him a question. I think I was I was doing something, man. I can't remember if I mentioned it in San Diego or not, but I mentioned it, and dude's been on fire. But it's crazy because it's like, man, like, any of us, if you dig into the word, bro, like, the message comes alive because, like you said, you can find yourself in it.
Oh, yeah.
You can find the truth that you're looking for in it.
One of the most amazing things is that you prompted him. He found himself. And after he found himself, now he's supposed to start a blog.
Bro, that's crazy.
I can't tell you what the blog about because you got to see it. So we're going to get it going. I said, you know what? I know a couple people who can help you with the blog. I'm going to let him tell you.
Oh, that's real.
Watch it, bro. When you find out what this blog is about, man, you're going to flip your top, dude.
Okay.
Thank you for not sharing the name.
And all of that is prompt of, you know, God putting on the spirit to tell him to look up at you.
Power to the Most High.
Most definitely, man.
Well, and the more that is, who are the 5 and 10 people closing around you, and what are they feeding you, and what are they telling you, and what are they prompting you to go do? And within that, are you being obedient to it, whether it's something that's not leading you to life or something that is, and why are you being obedient to it, and what is it bringing you? If it's bringing you misery and despair, why stick with it? If it's bringing you freedom, why not stick with it? Like that verse, I forgot what verse that is. Actually, I'm going to read it. It's a good verse. My brother posted it in his group chat the other day. check this pivot step that it was there. It said, but my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus. The work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God. And then that's Acts 20:24. And it made me think about the verse that says, you are running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion is not from him who caused you. A little leaving leavens the whole lump. Galatians 5:7-8. That's crazy. Because it's like, okay. And then at that point, who, like what, within that race, is people running the race with you to freedom and salvation, or are they running you straight to a place you shouldn't be at? So, with that,
choose wisely.
I'm gonna paraphrase.
I am the God of hellfire, and I bring you fire.